From the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF is supported by the fully remodeled and expanded Walmart Museum, a family-friendly experience featuring interactive displays on the history of Walmart, Walton's Five and Dime, and the Spark Cafe and Soda Fountain, located on the square in downtown Bentonville and open daily until 9 p.m., including Sundays. 277-8493 or facebook.com/Walmart Museum for more information.
KUAF Night with the Naturals will be Thursday, April 24th at Arvest Ballpark in Springdale. KUAF ticket holders will be seated together and one lucky guest will throw out the first pitch if more than 200 KUAF tickets are sold. A portion of ticket sales will benefit KUAF. KUAF tickets are only available at 927-4063 or click the banner at KUAF.com to email an order.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, those amphibious harbingers of spring, frogs and toads, are being counted all over Arkansas. We'll find out how the frog watch works and if the number of frogs in the state is diminishing.
And the AMP is being prepared for its first show. The seats aren't in yet, but work is going on almost around the clock toward a June 1st completion date.
First, some of Arkansas's largest crops are off to a slow start because of cold and rainy weather during the past few months, which delayed planting. Matt King, Director of Market Information and Economics for the Farm Bureau of Arkansas, says conditions on the ground may prompt some farmers to make adjustments to this year's crops.
This late start's a very big headache for producers, may cause some switches in what they would like to plant. A lot of producers would like to grow more rice this year. We saw those numbers up almost 500,000 acres, but there's a smaller window to get that planted. So we may have producers who are unable to get in the field.
But King says a late start to planting doesn't always mean a bad harvest.
Earlier planted crops typically do better, but we've seen last year we were a little later planting than what we had been in the past and saw record yields.
Although it's far from an ideal start for crops like corn and rice, King says good conditions this summer could erase many, if not all, potential losses incurred by the delay, and that extreme heat in the summer is a bigger concern for farmers than rain-saturated fields in March. Meanwhile, the University of Arkansas Extension Service has reported crop predictions for Arkansas this year. According to data from the Natural Agriculture Statistics Service, acres of corn planted are expected to decline by about 32%, while the number of acres planted this year in rice predicted to rise by 41% from last year.
State lawmakers have touted Arkansas's adoption of the Medicaid expansion provision of the Affordable Care Act as an influential model for other states to pursue. New Hampshire legislators recently passed a law similar to Arkansas's private option. While the plans are far from identical, Todd Bookman with New Hampshire Public Radio says Arkansas's plan did play a role.
There was a lot of debate really over the past year, year and a half about whether or not to expand and if so, how to do it. And we created a study commission, a group of lawmakers and others that spent the summer studying a possible Medicaid expansion here in New Hampshire and what that could look like. And we looked at a number of approaches, including the Arkansas model and the private option being rolled out in Arkansas. And then I think what lawmakers really decided to do is take parts of what they liked in the Arkansas model, but also try to craft what they are terming as a New Hampshire solution.
Unlike Arkansas's plan, the New Hampshire Act first enrolls the newly eligible into traditional Medicaid before phasing them into private plans by 2016. Like Arkansas's plan, though, the program will have to be renewed at a later date, in part to allay concerns of a Republican Party split over the policy.
When the new Bentonville West High School opens in Centerton, more traffic is expected to crowd down streets leading to the campus being built on Gamble Road. That's one of the reasons why the school district is looking to partner on a traffic study with the city and with Benton County. Mary Lay, Director of Communications for Bentonville Public Schools, says that school district officials want to conduct the study before the school is finished because increased traffic affects everyone driving in the town.
Additional cars in that area will impact the county roads and it will impact Centerton. It will impact other businesses economically down the road that once more students and more staff are congregating in that area, it will be more economic for them to think of building other buildings that will serve extra people in the community. So it is a situation that has an impact more than just our school district, but the county and the Centerton community as well.
She says the study will cost roughly $24,000, a price tag she says school officials hope to split evenly with the city and county. She says the cost will bring a professionally conducted traffic study by Peters and Associates Engineers of Little Rock, which should give school, city, and county officials ideas of how best to manage larger traffic volumes when the school does open.
especially when you have track meets and band concerts. And it also, you got to remember, students go to school about the same time families are trying to get to their employment in and out of Bentonville and other areas that are nearby Centerton. So we need to see how we can do this as seamlessly as possible, because the worst thing we can do is stress everybody else out before their day ever even begins. And we want things to be safe. These are students that will be driving, and staff, which is also parents of students and families, and we will have parents driving in and out and trying to get to work. Those are intense times during the day, and we want to make sure that we plan accordingly to make this the safest situation we can.
School district officials will present the proposed traffic study to the Benton County Quorum Court's Finance Committee at its meeting tonight.
Early voting begins today for two special elections in Washington County. Prairie Grove voters are being asked whether the city should annex a strip of land south of town across which the Highway 62 bypass will run when completed. In West Fork, residents will vote to fill the vacancy left when former Mayor Francis Heim resigned late last year. Early voting in both elections will take place between 8 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. for the rest of this week, and again on Monday in the Washington County Clerk's Office in Fayetteville.
Registration opens today for urban archery deer hunt permits in Arkansas. Eight urban areas are taking part in the urban archery season this year, including the Chaffee Crossing area in Fort Smith and Barling. Those seeking an urban archery deer hunting license must apply within the next month and meet certain criteria set by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Criteria including passing a bow hunting education class and attending a scheduled urban deer hunt orientation. To apply for an urban hunting permit and to find out more about the regulations, you can go to agfc.com.
Bentonville-based America's Car Mart has opened its 132nd dealership. According to the City Wire, the newest used car dealership is located in Warrensburg, Missouri, making it the company's 18th dealership in the state and the 8th new opening this fiscal year. Car Mart shares closed up 3.4% yesterday at $36.66.
Mostly cloudy tonight. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows will be around 59. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. 40% chance of showers, possibly thunderstorms. Highs will be in the mid-70s. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy. Showers and thunderstorms likely. Lows in the lower 60s.